This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. State lawmakers adopted a joint resolution today condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republican Representative Patrick Neville, an Army veteran, spoke about the courage of the Ukrainian military.
We bring this resolution forward today to show our support to the Ukrainian people that are fighting this and to show that we are with them, our prayers are with them, and we admire their courage and hope that they prevail.
Lawmakers also joined Governor Polis in welcoming any Ukrainian refugee to Colorado. A Democratic proposal to ban people from openly carrying firearms at polling places is advancing at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Backers say the bill would prevent people from creating potentially intimidating situations for voters trying to return their ballots. Representative Jennifer Bacon said the change is needed because current voter intimidation laws can be hard to enforce.
We heard from people from different counties. We heard from people from different age ranges. We heard from people from different groups that have legitimate concerns about what it is that they may face if they have to vote while people are brandishing weapons.
Opponents say the bill infringes on people's Second Amendment rights and Colorado's open carry law. The bill would still allow concealed carry at polling places. It's passed the House and is headed to the state Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will drop its mask requirement next week. That's because of declining COVID-19 cases and high vaccination rates on campus. This is CPR News and KRCC.